Hey, welcome everybody. Brother Goodwin here, Prosh in the Spotlight. We've got an interesting show for you today on the restored earth. Have you ever heard of the restored earth? What in the world are we talking about? Did you know that the earth is going to not continue in this state? Did you know when Jesus comes on the white horse, he's coming back to a different earth, kind of, a restored earth, and he's going to rule for 1,000 years? Doc's got a book on it right here. It's called The Restored Earth and the Millennial Reign. I have it right here in my hand, and at least a rough copy of it. And we're going to share some of this. There's some things in this book that most people have no understanding of, or very little understanding of. You don't hear about this kind of stuff very often. This is going to be very interesting for you. All right, we'll be right back, so stay tuned. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show today. I'm Evangelist Dan Goodwin, your host, Dr. Charles Iltebiddle, our co-host and the author of a brand new book just out called The Restored Earth and the Millennial Reign. And let me read the little introduction here. I'm not sure you called it in the book an introduction, but I wrote intro up there. The subject under consideration is both vividly revealed in Scripture and yet somewhat elusive as to certain particular steps of how it will transpire. This short essay on the subject will be in two separate yet interrelated sections. There could be much more written on the subject, but it is this short treatise. But in this short treatise, our purpose is to give an overall understanding of the final 1,000 years for planet Earth as seen from the King James Bible. Part one in your book is The Restored Earth. Part two, the millennial reign of Christ.
Right.
We've talked about that some.
Yeah.
In our show today, we're probably just going to talk about the restored earth, but you're welcome to go anywhere you want. I wanted you to start out, Doc. What's the title mean and why this book?
Well, the title means exactly what it is. I'm convinced that for the millennial reign, this present earth will go under a reconstruction. We're not talking about the new earth that's going to happen after the end of time for eternity. That's two different subjects. But this is talking about Jesus coming to rule in what we call the millennial reign, meaning 1,000 years long. Jerusalem's going to be the capital of the world. The world will be retrofitted, and I believe back to basically what it would have been like in original creation. Think for a minute. If Jesus, who is the creator, and he is, the Bible is clear on that, and if he created everything from starting with nothing, and in 6 days created everything, how difficult will it be for the creator to take what's already here and rearrange it, refit it, reform it, restructure it, however it's needed for the Creator, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, to rule on. Do you think he's going to come back? Because when you study the Bible and you realize all of the judgments that's going to fall out, these are not things that are just happening only to humanity and life on
right.
the surface.
It's affecting nature.
It's affecting all of nature.
Yeah.
I mean, the waters are going to become completely polluted and the fishes die. So do you think the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, is going to come back and rule over a devastated world? I'm convinced, and there are some keys that we'll get to today. I think the Bible gives us some keys to be able to get a little bit of an understanding, maybe some insight into how this restoration can take place.
So let me start with that. What do you mean by the term a restored earth?
Restored earth. Instead of, it's still this present world. It's still this present earth with all the same elements and all of that. But original creation, the world Pangaea. It was a one-piece interconnected landmass. And it was smaller than it is today because God took, on day number two, he took from the waters that he created on day number one, and he separated and he brought some up and was the firmament. We often refer to it as the canopy. And then down here, the dry land appeared out of this. So during the flood, all the waters that was above has now come down, and the earth is larger. This is one of the reasons why we don't have an exact, precise 24-hour day. We're short just a little. That's why we every 4 years, we have to have a leap day. I'm convinced that the millennial reign will be on a restored earth, very similar to what it would have been like in original creation.
So as I understand the word restore, like it says, restore such an one mm-hmm. in the spirit of meekness.
Yeah.
It's like you restore a car.
Yep.
You're bringing that car back to what it was. That's what you're saying, right?
I'm convinced he's going to do that. The Creator is not going to rule over a catastrophically destroyed earth.
So it's your understanding that we're going to be pretty similar, if not exactly, like the pre-sin world when Adam, yes. where Adam lived before sin came.
I'm convinced. I don't think it'll be pre-sin. I think it will be pre-flood, because the people that survive the tribulation will still go into the millennial yes. reign in their sin-cursed Adamic nature. They'll be ruled over with righteousness, which a lot of things will change in a spiritual realm, but they are still going to be, after Adam, lost.
All right, so what is it that causes this change?
Okay. I'm convinced there are several things, and in the book I point out, the seventh vial of wrath is, as the Bible says in Revelation chapter 16, that when he pours it out, there's going to be an earthquake greater than the world has ever experienced. And he said the results is going to be there'll be no more mountains, and there'll be no more islands. And a part of that judgment is going to be hailstones that are falling down. I'm convinced, because we, from science, we understand a little bit about how hailstones are built. And so in this, if you think back whenever the earth experienced its catastrophic event of the flood, it began by the fountains of the deep breaking up. We would maybe think of that as volcanic action in our world today, and I'm convinced that these earthquakes are going to be involved with major volcanic action. What's happening is this is all going to be kicked up, and a hailstone is a result of high energy, and that high energy is causing the impurities to bond together inside those hailstones. And as a result, they fall. And so how does that much hailstones falling, the weight of a talent, without having a large amount of water being put up there for it to be purified in and pulled? I'm convinced that it is a part of the reestablishment of the firmament as it was on day two of creation. And it's going to change the atmospheric pressure of everybody that's living on planet Earth, as it would have been between Adam and Noah and the flood.
Now, I'm reading some of your book here that I printed off, and it sure looks to me like you believe, like I do, that you seem to believe in a 7,000-year Earth.
Oh, yes. I'm convinced
of
that.
No question about that for me.
I'm convinced. Well, Peter, 2 Peter tells us a day with the Lord is 1,000 years. And that, in its context, is in the context of creation and the new world that's coming, or the new earth that's coming, in that portion in 2 Peter.
I like what you said here right after you quoted 2 Peter. It appears that God has an overall time of 7,000 years set for this present physical earth. If the last of the 7,000th year is the millennial reign, the thousand-year kingdom, then we must be drawing close to the end of the 6,000th year.
I'm convinced of it, yes.
It's just a matter of where are we on the calendar?
Where are we on the calendar?
Has anything been messed with?
And I know we can all find lots of research and a lot of things on the calendars. But really, I'm coming to the understanding maybe that when Jesus said only the Father knows the time, it might be literal. He may be the only one who knows actually what the time is.
You know, I like what you said here, and this is at the end of your book. You said the reward of Israel, the descendants of Abraham,
yes,
is for accepting their calling to provide the body for Jesus,
yes,
and redemption's purpose. This calling of Abraham found in Genesis 12 was all about the purpose of redemption and being a blessing to all the nations.
That's
people.
Right. Yeah.
And
this is why the devil and the devil's minions are so anti-Semitic. This is why there's such a fever hatred and has been for centuries of time, the hatred of the Jews. And it's because they are the woman.
Yep.
Of Genesis 3:15, as well as Revelation chapter 12, verse
yep.
4. They're the same woman. Israel is the one that God used to provide the body for redemption's purpose. And redemption is what we see as a blessing as a believer. We realize the value of redemption. The devil sees it as his final doom because of the original prophecy of Genesis chapter 3. That redemption is going to ultimately end up our salvation, but his ultimate forever in the lake of fire.
Now, you talk here in the book, as a result of Adam's willful sin, humanity and the entire creation, including earth,
yes.
fell under the curse of
that's
sin.
Right.
And that's what we're talking. That's why the yeah. earth is as it is.
Yes, exactly
and
why it
as
is.
As we read in Romans 8, we didn't read it, but the whole world groaneth and travail,
yes.
awaiting the redemption. The earth's got to be redeemed.
It is. And it's not going to have its full redemption during the millennial reign. It will have a full redemption at the end of the millennial reign with a new earth and new heaven. And the reason is this. This earth has been contaminated because of sin. During the millennial reign, the devil will be he'll be bound in the abyss, in the bottomless pit. He's chained and put there. But still, lost humanity is still living on the earth. And so it's after the millennial reign that God's going to make a new earth in heaven, and it'll only be redeemed people and the angelic host that will ever inhabit it or ever be a part. God made man. Listen, what people don't realize, and we use the terms, and I don't think we fully understand it, but we talk about, well, we're going to heaven. And we are. Don't get me wrong. But God made man to live on the earth.
Yeah.
That's why after the millennial reign, a new earth is created by God. That's when the new Jerusalem that we really often refer to heaven, when we say heaven, our mind automatically goes to the new Jerusalem, the city of God. That's what our mind really goes to. But during the eternity to come in a new earth, that's going to come from the heaven down, and it's going to be because God designed man for the earth. And man in his glorified body will still dwell on a new earth.
Yeah.
Don't ask me what it's going to be exactly like, but it's going to be much better than what we have now.
Well, let's take a little break right here and tell the folks how they can get the book, The Restored Earth and the Millennial Reign. Listen, I've been doing this a long time, and this was fascinating. This book was, I skimmed it. I mean, I read almost every word, but I mean, it was interesting to me, and I've been doing this a long time. And some of the things you talk about, I've learned from you over the mm-hmm. past 5.5 years. You've got an area of that you specialize in that I don't specialize
yeah.
in, the creation stuff.
Right.
And there's several things that I learned from you. And And hopefully, and I think you've learned some things from my side as well.
I've spent almost 41 years involved with science and the Bible. And so I just naturally, when I look at things like this, I look at it through both the scripture and, as a matter of fact, I'm teaching right now in our Bible college. I'm teaching the subject of the science and the Bible. And I'm enjoying it greatly because it's
your kind of
it's
stuff.
It's my kind of stuff.
Yeah. So, folks, if you go to Protestant Spotlight, she has it up there for you. Just go to ProtestantSpotlight.com. You'll see the book right on the front page. Click on it. It'll take you straight to his website and his bookstore, and you can buy this. He's got a couple others that go along with this you may want to get as well. One on the Great White Throne, mm-hmm. one on the Judgment Seat.
Judgment Seat of Christ.
He's working on some more. There's going to be five in a series.
Should be five
soon.
In the series when I'm through.
When he's through. That may happen at the rapture. I don't know.
I'm working more. The weather like it is, and it's cold here, and where we're
living.
Well,
you're pumping them up. We just did a book a few weeks ago, didn't we?
I just did one 3 weeks ago.
I don't remember what it was. What was it?
The Christmas one.
That's right, the Christmas book. And that was a long time coming. We needed that.
It didn't take me but 2 days to write it, but I've been working on it 7 or 8 years. Yeah. But
all right, so go on there and get that. And if you need to, call the 800 number. The ladies can help you and get your credit card and buy this for you. Let me also mention something. We don't mention this often, but here at Crossing the Spotlight, Doc and I get no salary. We are viewer supported. The money that you give goes to pay the television airtime as well as cameras and, technical things that every now and then we need to buy. And if you would like to be a part of this and partner with us and help get our message around the country and around the globe, we're on YouTube as well. And Rumble, we're on some radio stations, we're on several TV stations. We would like to add some because we believe we're at the end of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe it's important to get people ready for the rapture. How do you get ready for the rapture? Number one, you need to be saved.
Amen.
If you don't know where you're going when you die, if you don't know whether your sins are washed away or not, you need to be saved.
Yes.
You need to be born again. And we can help you with that. If you don't understand what that means, we can help you with that. Contact us. You need to be saved. To be rapture ready, you got to be saved. Number two, to be rapture ready, you need to be right with the Lord. Mm-hmm. Will you go in the rapture if you're not right with the Lord? Sure you will. There'll be people sitting at a bar drinking beer that'll be raptured. Now, some of you don't like that. Some of you think, what are you talking about? Let me tell you, who do you think you are? You think you've arrived? You think you're perfect? You think God is pleased with every part of your life?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got sin. And there'll be people who have fallen, who have messed up, that are going to go in the rapture, many of them. In fact, it bothers me when people think they've arrived, Doc.
Oh.
It bothers me when people think that they deserve to go to heaven, because we don't deserve to go to heaven.
Well,
and number three, to be rapture ready, you need to get your loved ones saved.
That's it.
Your loved ones saved.
With what time we have left, we ought to live. Like serious Christians ought to live.
Can you imagine, Doc? The rapture happens. You're all excited. You look around and where's Mary?
Yeah.
Where's my wife?
Yeah.
Or where's my son? Where's my? Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
That's awful.
And it's good to know that there is a time coming in the future when that won't bother you. But I'm here to tell you, until the end of time.
Yeah. The wiping away of tears.
It will be.
The wiping away of all memory of a lost loved one. That's shocking for the guy in hell when he suddenly realized, Mom doesn't even know I ever existed.
That's one of the things that I bring out in the book on the Great White Throne Judgment.
All right. So if you'd like to partner with us, if you like what we do here, many of you say you do. We get phone calls, we get letters from you, and we appreciate every one of you. We're here for you. We're here to get our message from the King James Bible and the signs of the times and where we are in God's prophetic clock. We're here for you.
Yeah.
And we could sure use some more financial help if you would like to be a part of this. You can give by going to the website. There's donate buttons on there, or you can call the 800 number, and or you can get the address on the website. A lot of people send checks. However it works for you. We would love to have you on board with that.
Amen.
Doc, let's continue here. I had here, you had some interesting things I thought about 1948, and earthquakes. Do you remember writing about that?
Earthquakes.
Everything changed after 1948, That's even right. with the earthquakes.
That's right. After the series of earthquakes have not only, the number has not only increased, but the number of
the severity
of them. Is increased. And that's one of the signs that the Lord talked about. And all of it is actually what's happening is the earth is groaning and travailing. Its platelets are moving. We're seeing California right now on the all kinds of catastrophes on the coast out there. And they're worried about what might happen with that fault line out there. So the final vial of wrath is a earthquake greater. And it's not just going to be regional. It's going to be worldwide. This. And so earthquakes is one of the things that he said, but it's the things that happen as a result of the earthquake that gives us an indication of the changed world that's going to be there for the millennial reign.
All right. If God restores the present earth, why is it necessary to make a new heaven and a new earth later?
Because sin has still, it's still sin contaminated. Because lost humanity that survives the tribulation will go in, there will be children born. In the book of Isaiah, chapter number 65, he even refers to it the reigning of righteousness, but he gives us some indication that if a man dies at 100, he's dying as a child. Now, I don't know about you, but in our world today, if somebody lives to 100, that's almost unthinkable.
Yeah.
But to think that during the millennial reign, if a person dies at 100, he'd be dying like a child. So that tells us, gives us an indication that during the millennial reign, something has had to have happened in order for the human body to be able to have a much longer lifespan. And before the flood, they lived an average of about 1,000 years. And secondly, we are given the idea, we're given the insight in two different chapter 11 and again chapter 65 of the book of Isaiah. We're told that there's going to be a change in the behavior of the animal world.
Mm-hmm.
Lambs and lions. Wait a minute. And wolves and a lamb, they don't lie down together. They don't feed together. The cow and the lion, the lion's going to eat the cow. But in the millennial reign, they're going to live together. That's what it was like in the original creation. So I'm confident that that the hailstones gives us an indication. And then people will say, well, you know, the book of Revelation, you've said this, you and I have said it many times on the air, that the book of Revelation, verse number 1, tells us that it's signified. It's going to be made known by signs and symbols. But when you come to a portion that gives you literal things, you need to realize you're looking. It doesn't say that something's going to fall out as hailstones.
Right.
He said these are literal hailstones. And the word talent, depending on whatever research you're following, is anywhere from 85 pounds to 115 pounds. That's some big blocks of ice.
Can you imagine? It would flatten your car.
Can you? And no wonder the Bible says that even the lost people at that moment are going to curse God, you know, because of the hailstones that are falling. But so, what that's doing, I'm convinced, God is going to reestablish under a canopy an atmospheric pressure that's going to change the behavior of the animal world like it would have been. They'd be herbivorous again.
So this thing about no mountain, there's a lot of mountains in the Bible, Mount Calvary,
yeah.
Mount Horeb. Important things happen on these mountains. Why does God want to do away with mountains? Or maybe there's no
answer. It's obvious there was no mountains in the pre-flood world. The mountains that we have today are the result of Noah's flood the pressures and the receding waters, sometimes it caused a depression. Other times it caused upheavals. You can find places in geology where a strata of rock is up here several thousand feet on the mountain. It's the exact same strata that's down here in the valley. And so the mountains that we have, and the Bible even gives us an indication of the day when mountains were made, may have had to do with, we think of the day Joshua's long day, or we think about the time whenever they held Moses' arm up, and what happened? In order for the sun to stand still, that means that the surface of the earth had to move backwards.
Yeah.
And all of that would have been catastrophic. The pre-flood world didn't have clouds like we have today, and it didn't have mountains like we have in our world today.
The song, The Unclouded Day.
Yes. Wow. And so I'm convinced, because he gives us literal weight, literal stones, that amount of water in impurities being bonded together with high energy tells me that there's an extreme amount of water that is going to be once again up above. And I'm convinced that the world, and you're not going to change my mind, I've studied this too many years, the world is going to be in the millennial reign very much like it would have been between Adam and Noah.
Yeah.
And Christ is going to rule.
All right. In the kingdom age, what are we going to be doing?
We're going to be ruling and reigning with Christ. What that means exactly, I don't know, but the level of responsibility is going to be directly related to our rewards for our stewardship of our Christian life. But the world will be legislated with righteousness. In other words, what we talk about the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, that will be how the world is structured and ruled during that millennial reign. And we'll help carry that out.
And we're out of time. I wanted to ask you about the rod of iron, but folks, you'll have to get the book. I wanted to ask you what that means. He'll rule with the rod of iron. Who is ruling? Who's being ruled over? Why is the devil let out of the abyss at the end of the thousand?
Very important.
All in here and all good, interesting stuff. And I've made a mess. I got papers all the table here, Doc. Well done, Brother Hilton. This kept my attention. This was interesting. There were some things in here that I learned, and some things that you actually pounded another nail in it, and I liked it. So, folks, get this book. You'll enjoy it. It'll help you. You'll understand some things better than you ever have before. Well, thanks for listening in. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep your eyes on them skies.